Finally today, sea turtles. From July to January, hundreds of thousands of them nest in Nicaragua. It is an amazing sight. It's also an opportunity for a thriving criminal enterprise. Poachers steal the eggs, which are sold as food or aphrodisiacs. But conservationists are on the case. The World's Sarah Birnbaum went to Nicaragua to investigate.
Sometimes, brilliant ideas come from the most unlikely of places. For biologist Kim Williams-Guillen, it was watching TV. The AMC show Breaking Bad, to be exact.
In one of the later seasons, the protagonist of that show is in cahoots with a woman from a chemical company, and the law enforcement is looking for them, and they put a GPS transmitter on a barrel of chemicals that they were going to steal.
The woman from the chemical company spots the GPS tracker as they're moving the barrel with the forklift.
Wait, stop!
Oh, my God.
What?
Please tell me that's not what I think it is.
A short time after seeing the episode, Kim had an epiphany.
I was walking along, and it was just an aha moment. So I stopped and called my boss immediately and left her this very long-winded, breathless message where I was like, oh, I have the idea.
The idea? If the DEA could use GPS trackers to catch drug dealers, then Kim could use GPS trackers to catch wildlife poachers. She'd make a fake turtle egg, put the GPS tracker inside, and then she'd put the fake egg in a turtle nest. The poachers would steal it, and then Kim would be able to track where the eggs were going and who's involved in the trade. Kim's environmental group, Paso Pacifico, has tried everything to stop poaching on the local level. They've tried education. They've tried giving the communities more money so they won't have to turn to poaching. But Kim says they won't solve the problem if they don't catch the culprits at the top who are making the big money. And that's where the fake turtle eggs come in.
Let's go upstairs to my room, which is
Kim makes the eggs herself on a 3D printer from her home in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The printer is on a sewing table in the corner of the room. A watercolor of a turtle wearing a bow tie and a fez hangs on the wall. And scattered all around Kim are tools of the trade.
Like, these are the BBs that I use to add a little extra weight to the eggs.
The project has funding from USAID, and Kim says it's taken over her life.
Fortunately, I kind of take after my dad a little bit. He's one of those, like, real, like, engineering brains and fixed everything in our house. So.
She switches on the 3D printer and begins making the plastic egg. Once it's finished, the egg looks like a ping pong ball with a dimple in it. It feels kind of leathery, and it's squishy, just like a real turtle egg, so I'm told. Kim even turned to a prop designer in L.A. to help get the texture and the color just right.
It's white, and the shell is white, but it has a little bit of a yellow glow almost.
Once the egg is done, Kim inserts a tiny GPS transmitter, sands the egg, paints it, seals it, and it's ready to go. All I have to do is insert a SIM card for tracking purposes and power the egg up. And I say I because Kim drafted me into this enterprise. She's asked me to put a GPS egg into a turtle nest. So here I am. I'm in Nicaragua on the coast of the Pacific Ocean. It's about 10 o'clock at night. It's pitch dark outside. The egg is in my backpack. And Kim should be tracking me on her computer at home from the cell signal. There is a cell signal. I'm hiking through the woods. And at the end of this walk, there should be a beach. I make it out of the woods into a deserted, solitary beach, and I meet up with two rangers who've been trained by Kim's conservation group to guard the beach from poachers. I turn off my flashlight, and I scan the surf in the dark for the silhouettes of nesting turtles. They're supposed to look like big boulders in the water from this distance. The rangers trade ghost stories to pass the time. I settle down in the sand to wait.
And wait.
Oh, wait, there's one! There!
No, that's a rock. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't find anything. It turns out I'm lousy at this job. I email Kim the next morning and tell her the bad news. She writes back she's not too surprised. After all, this is a little early for sea turtles. They nest in earnest in July. Over the next 6 months, Kim's group hopes to deploy hundreds of fake eggs. They plan to get tourists and locals to plant them. Maybe it's just as well that I'm not the only one doing this. Breaking Bad gives me nightmares anyway. For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, La Flor, Nicaragua.
You can see pictures of the fake egg and some pretty cute videos of baby turtles over at PRI.org. From the very real Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us. We're back with you here tomorrow.